Mark Twain famously said, "Eat a live frog every morning and nothing worse will happen for the rest of the day." But have you ever wondered what would happen if you took this advice literally? Well, in today's episode of Unusual as Usual, we're looking into the stomach-churning act of Lom Aquarium, aka Mac Norton. Claude Louis de Lier was born in 1876 in Lyon, France. Very little is known about his early years, and there are significant periods of his life where there are no credible sources at all. But what we do know is that he officially changed his name to Mac Norton as a young man, a choice he made due to his keen interest in Scotland, Scottish history in particular. Allegedly, the name Mac Norton came from the name of one of Mary Queen of Scots' personal bodyguards. Norton started his career in vaudeville around 1894 as a singer. He performed at several cabaret clubs throughout Lyon and the surrounding areas, but only once. You see, Norton craved to be on stage. He craved the attention. He wanted to be the front man that everybody looked up to, the person everybody adored. But unfortunately, he wasn't born with the gift of perfect pitch. In fact, he couldn't have been further from it. He often didn't make it halfway through his songs before being asked to stop singing completely, and the times that he was allowed to complete his set, he was asked politely not to return again. Feeling deflated, and with no other venues willing to let him sing, he instead shifted his focus to another skill, this time a skill he was born with. Growing up, Norton had always believed that he had an extra stomach, much like a cow. This led to him performing what is known in the sideshow as a regurgitation act. His act involved swallowing items, then regurgitating them at will. An x-ray later in life would reveal it's more than likely he suffered from rumination syndrome, an intestinal motility disorder characterized by effortless regurgitation of most meals following consumption. To perfect his act, all he had to do was to train his stomach and the muscles in his esophagus to perform controlled regurgitation on command. However, this is no easy feat. At first, the objects he used were dried peas and small potatoes, food items that could allow him to train his body to bring them back up in relative comfort. Next, he worked his way up to swallowing small glass beads and loose pocket change. When he began to feel comfortable at this level, a wedding ring provided the perfect challenge to test his newly acquired skill. Eventually, he was able to swallow several different coloured balls and regurgitate them in whichever sequence the audience demanded. As the story goes, whenever a member of the audience doubted his ability, he would welcome them on stage, swallow their pocket watch, and then invite them to listen to the faint ticking coming from his stomach. His act was a huge hit, and it took him all over France and Belgium performing in cabaret venues and vaudeville shows. In 1912, Norton agreed to become the subject of a medical examination where, using radiography, a doctor revealed the structure of his stomach, coming to the conclusion that it appeared very muscular. You would have thought that they would have performed the examination after he had swallowed all manner of objects, but apparently that idea never seemed to cross their mind. He continued to perform his act, and people continued to bring ever-challenging items with them for him to swallow, meaning keys, padlocks, bottle caps, buttons, nuts and bolts were all on the menu. Regurgitating inanimate objects was one thing, but hungry to build on his newfound success, Norton decided to once again push his abilities even further. His next goal was to swallow and regurgitate live animals. He started with fish. He would first drink a gallon of water to prepare his stomach, creating a temporary fishbowl. His selection of fish was very careful and deliberate. The right body shape, the correct fin configuration, not too small, yet not too big. Through his experiments, he found that the Carassius aratus was the ideal specimen. After enough practice with those, he moved on to frogs, turtles, even water snakes, and by 1930, he had dubbed his new act L'Homme Aquarium, the Human Aquarium. His grand finale, swallowing a live mouse. He would swallow the small white rodent, calmly pause to have a smoke of his cigarette, then return the mouse unharmed. It's worth stressing that Norton was not your typical geek. Geeks, as they were known in the sideshow circuit, were usually dressed as savages, and their acts consisted of biting heads off live chickens, killing them in barbaric fashion. Norton, however, was different. He was elegant. He would dress in a black tuxedo, in direct contrast to the look of other geek acts. Also, he didn't really eat the items, instead he would simply swallow them and regurgitate them back, completely unharmed. He took an act designed to disgust and instead created delight, the mark of a great sideshow performer. In 1915, he got the chance to perform in front of Nicholas II in Russia. He dressed the stagehands up as waiters who then brought him a parade of 50 glasses of water, which he drank one by one. He then calmly smoked on his cigarette to show the water had been swallowed and his mouth was completely empty. Next came the aquarium. From a large glass bowl, he selected 5 frogs and 6 goldfish, swallowing them one by one. Another cigarette was followed, as did a brief chat with the audience. Then, one by one, he regurgitated the animals, all still alive. Whilst performing in Berlin, the great escapologist Harry Houdini watched one of Norton's shows and confessed he was not impressed, saying, "I remember his anxiety on one occasion when returning to the dressing room. It seems he had lost a frog, at least he could not account for the entire flock. He looked very much scared, probably at the uncertainty as whether or not he would have to digest a live frog." Luckily, this type of mishap didn't occur on a regular basis, although it didn't have to. You see, fish and frogs don't tend to do very well after swimming in a pool of stomach acid and bile. In 1938, when Hitler invaded Austria, Norton fled to Switzerland. Whilst performing in a Swiss nightclub, he was discovered by an American talent agent and was quickly brought to the United States. Here, he continued to perform, but under a different alias, The Great Waldo. He worked with many shows, including the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus and the Coney Island Sideshow, as the man that can swallow anything and return it unharmed. Norton reportedly said, "I say I am an extraordinary scientific phenomenon, like the quadruped mammal with 4 stomachs, the cow. I can swallow fish, turtles, frogs, water snakes, alive and by the dozen. I keep them not more than 2 hours in my stomach, just as Jonah in the whale. I then return them alive, even more alive than ever." The crowds loved him. When he stepped out on stage, he had them eating out of the palm of his hand. He had reached his goal. But not every story can have a fairy tale ending. In 1953, aged 77, Mac Norton committed suicide after a long life of solitude, gassing himself in his home alone. In recent years, magician David Blaine has brought Norton's act back to the limelight, swallowing goldfish and live frogs in his 2016 special Beyond Magic. However, he was received with mixed reviews and was heavily criticised from animal rights activists. And there we have it, the stomach-churning act of the Human Aquarium, Mac Norton. How about you? Do you think there's a place in today's world for an act like this? Or do you think it should be laid to rest along with the geek acts of yesteryear? Let me know in the comment section below, and of course, don't forget to like and subscribe. That's all we've got time for today, but I'll see you all next week. And as always, stay unusual as usual.